Hello to all my good friends from throughout the entire world. Chio, Mr. Ceasefire Hardeman, coming to you live here today with episode number 10, titled, Everybody Deserves a Second Chance. These are true violence and eruption stories that take place here in Chicago. I just want to say that. Now, this particular story is very special to me because it pretty much set forth the legend of T.O. Mr. Ceasefire Hardeman. Let me explain. Little Trigger was a guy that had, he ran off with 2 pounds of marijuana from a local drug dealer slash gang leader on the west side of Chicago. And Little Trigger's mother called me because she found out that there was an SOS on her son, which meant shoot on sight. So that's what happened with Little Trigger. But Little Trigger was not called Little Trigger just to call him that. He had a reputation for people himself. So what happened, to make a long story short, I hit the west side of Chicago driving all around, around Chicago Avenue and Holman, Chicago Avenue and St. Louis, for those that are familiar with the west side of Chicago, and I could not find Little Trigger that day. So we came back out the next day trying to find the little guy. We put the message out on the streets that we were looking for him, and the guys were looking for him as well. So one thing led to another. I was out on the west side one day, and believe it or not, Little Trigger walked around the corner, and I got a chance to talk to him, all right? And I had to tell him, look, man, there's an SOS out on you. And the little guy told me he was aware that the guy put a hit on him. And then his mother, you know, I called his mother. She met us over there, and she was pleading with him to just come back to the house and just stay off the streets and everything. And believe it or not, while we were out there talking to Little Trigger, the guys showed up. They turned the corner in the car 4 deep, and they jumped out the car. And hear me, people. Do not try this at home. Once again, this work is not for the faint at heart. And if I had a chance to do it all over again, I don't think I would have done what I'm about to tell you right now. What happened, they jumped out the car with their guns out. And I snatched Little Trigger and put them behind me like this. I said, no, you guys cannot kill Little Trigger today. Not today, not on my watch. You're not going to kill this brother. Get a guy called, you know, call the gang leader, tell him T.O. Hardeman's out here, and let him know I need him to come out here right away so we can talk for a minute. You're not going to kill this guy. So I cannot tell you today why the guys did not shoot and kill me. All praise is due to God. That's the only thing I can tell you right now. The guys did not shoot and kill me because I'm here to tell the story. So one thing led to another. You know, Little Trigger was trying to, you know, stand like he was very defiant. And, you know, his mother was crying all down on, you know, on her knees, begging not to kill her son, begging the guys not to kill her son. So one thing led to another. The guys called the gang leader, and he rushed over on the scene. I got a chance to talk to him, and I told him straight up, look, bro, I'm not in your business. The guy's mother called me. She told me what happened. All I'm saying is do this for me, man. Do me one favor. Do me a OG favor, bro. The little brother smoked up the marijuana. He gave a lot of the marijuana out to some females, and he basically sold a little bit of it. The marijuana's gone. How can we work this out? And the gang leader told me, he said, look, my man, I tell you like this, T.O., you're a good brother. We know you're out there doing some good work, but the reality is I don't want nothing, and I don't want this to get out to nobody. He made that clear. He told Little Trigger, he said, you go home with your mother, and I better not hear about you out here doing nothing else, period. Game over for you, Little Trigger. It's over with. I better not hear about you doing nothing out here trying to sell no dope, trying to sell no marijuana or anything. That's what time it is. I plan to give you a pass. That's what the brother told him. He told his guys to put their guns up. They got back in their car and they drove off. But the moral of the story is this. It takes a whole lot of heart and courage to go out here and try to stop killings one person at a time. But we saved Little Trigger's life, and he's doing much better today. And he's not calling himself Little Trigger anymore. He's being called by his real name. A lot of times I will not reveal people's names or identities here all the way because you have so many policies with YouTube and privacy policies and all that kind of information. But for those that like the stories that I'm telling, these are true stories. I want you to visit my website at violenceinterrupters.org. And also I want you to subscribe. I would like for you to subscribe to my YouTube channel right here, T.O. Mr. Ceasefire Hardeman. Peace and blessings, episode number 10. That's what it's all about. Everybody deserves a second chance. And Little Trigger, he received a second chance. Peace.